This episode of Cognitive Dissonance is brought to you by our patrons. You fucking rock. Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Recording live from Glory Hole Studios in Chicago and beyond, this is Cognitive Dissonance. Every episode we blast anyone who gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and irreverence to any topic that makes the news, makes it big, or makes us mad. It's skeptical, it's political, and there is no welcome mat. This is a just for you patrons episode, Cecil. So I'm not going to announce the day this is coming.
Probably a good thing. we're recording this before our live stream for Humanist for Harris, but what I'm planning on doing is taking the audio and then linking the video for that entire live stream. We're going to post it on Patreon for patrons because it's, you know, like a 2-hour live stream. It's citation needed. So, you know, but it also is us and the scathing guys hanging out. So hopefully you enjoyed that. I know there's some people who don't like citation needed, but this particular...
But there's no accounting for taste.
Yeah. This particular one should be pretty fun to listen to. It's a live stream. So check it out. It should have posted by now because we would have recorded the live stream on Saturday night. All right, let's jump in.
Let's jump into some stories, my guy. Here's one from MMA Mania, which as a source, I never thought we'd be pulling from MMA Mania, but here we go.
I really enjoy, you know, as a side note, there was a time for about maybe 4 or 5 years where I very much enjoyed MMA.
Yeah.
And thought it was a lot of fun to watch.
Same, yeah.
And then just sort of fell out of it. It got too expensive. I think the big thing was it was just so expensive. Every month, there was one or two pay-per-views, and they were $50 to $60 a month.
Yeah, it's a really expensive sport to follow.
Yeah.
It's a really crazy expensive sport to follow. I liked it, too. I came here. I have no idea how many times we watched fights together. Yeah.
It was good.
I will still watch a fight. If there's a big fight and somebody like I would go. It hasn't happened in years, but I would totally go see a fight.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it. I don't know who any of the fighters are anymore.
I fell out, I'm like, I don't really know who many of these people are. I see a lot of the oldie ones are starting to fall off because the ones that I knew are old at this point.
So. Their fucking TBIs are catching up to them.
We seriously started watching like 2002, 2003.
Yeah, it's been a long fucking time, man. Yeah. We watched it for more than 4 or 5. We watched it for a while.
We watched it for maybe until about 2012, 13.
Yeah,
something like that.
We watched it for a minute. Yeah. All right, so here's from MMA Mania. Conor McGregor scraps UFC comeback, will instead run for president of Ireland in 2025.
I feel like Ireland just needs to have like a rule. I think all countries need to have a rule that if your brain bounces around in your head a lot, then maybe you shouldn't be the leader of that nation. That's just, I mean, you know what I mean?
You know, it's not a bad rule. It's like a 3 TBI rule,
man,
right? Like,
yeah. You remember fucking Herschel Walker?
Yeah, that guy did not know up from down.
Herschel Walker was running against Reverend Warnock.
Yeah.
And we were raising money. And if you watched anything with Herschel Walker saying anything.
Oh, he was dumber than a bag of hammers.
Unreal.
Genuinely, unreal. Terrifyingly, just not. It was uncertain that he knew that he was giving a speech today.
His brain leaked out of his ear after getting hit so many times. And pretty much the same things happened.
Conor McGregor, the thing is I would hate to debate Conor McGregor because you'll really take a beating. You know, it's going to be rough. He's got a chokehold on the electorate. How are you?
He sure does.
How? Well, I want to read what he said. This is his tweet. As president, I hold the power to summon the Dáil as well as dissolve it. So as I said before, I would have all these answers of the people of Ireland seek from these thieves of the working man, these disruptors of the family unit, these destructors of small businesses, and on and on and on. These charlatans in their positions of power would be summoned to answer to the people of Ireland, and I would have it done by day's end. Or I would be left with no choice but to dissolve the Dáil entirely. Stop the train until the people of Ireland deserve... I love this. Stop the train until the people of Ireland deserve the answers they seek. That's not...
What?
They don't deserve them yet, evidently.
Okay, all right.
But we got to stop the train until they do.
It's like blood sport to see if they could deserve it. Yeah.
Point blank. This would be my power as president. I know very well. That's a sentence with a period at the end of it.
Oh.
Ireland.
I know very well.
I know very well.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, guy. Ireland needs an active president employed wholly by the people of Ireland. It is me. I am the only logical choice. 2025 is upcoming.
I will say this.
How do you feel about that?
I would fucking 100% as his opposition be like, let this man run. Please let this. Because I guarantee you, you could easily turn it into a, because you know when they do the UFC face-offs and stuff, these guys often, or when they do the press conferences, sometimes they have to hold these guys back.
Yeah.
Could you imagine how easy it would be to turn Conor McGregor into somebody who wants to take a swing at you? It would be so easy.
But it would be terrifying if he took that swing.
Oh, no, don't get me wrong.
Like, don't get me wrong.
He's probably going to hurt you.
Yeah, right, yeah.
But he's going to lose the election.
But if you survive it, here's the upside is, if you make it through, you're going to be president. Well, you might have a few less teeth, a broken jaw, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Admittedly, the first couple times I saw him fight, he was really something special.
He really was amazing.
Yeah. I mean, beat Jose Aldo with like one punch in the first round. And he just like everybody thought Jose Aldo and him, it was gonna be this big
war,
and it was nothing. Literally one punch.
The very first time I saw him, I thought, that guy looks like the president of Ireland. There's an astute. And then when I saw the post-fight press conference, I thought, there's an astute fella. He should probably be a politician.
That is 100% the president of Ireland. If he's not.
Jesus Christ.
If he's not, don't challenge him on it.
don't tell him.
Yeah,
don't
tell him otherwise. Actually, when it's over, just don't tell him he lost because he's going to be really mad.
Sure, man. Hey, Connor. You're president now.
You're president.
Yeah.
You just give him one big pair of gold scissors and he walks
around cutting.
Yeah, he's cutting the stitches out of his eye.
Get the fuck out of here. Who was that other idiot? The Huntington Beach guy who ran Tito Ortiz.
Tito Ortiz.
He ran for some bullshit. There's
also a guy, modern day guy, who wears a MAGA hat in there all the time. When he gets done fighting, he puts his Trump hat on.
Dude, the UFC is so MAGA, it's ridiculous.
And that's the thing is, most of those guys, they do post-fight interviews with some of these people, and you're just like, holy shit. There was one a while back where a guy was attacking trans people, another time that there was attacking gay people. They're really bad, like not.
It's almost, now not, hear me out here. It's almost like the people who fight for money in a metal cage are not in fact the brain scientists of America.
What's so crazy to me is that they give them like a fucking prom night speech after they're done. So I just punched a guy until he stopped moving. And then Joe Rogan gets up. He's like, hey, you just punched a guy until he stopped moving. Tell me about it. And the guy's like, I just punched a guy until he stopped moving. And then.
Well, sometimes he'll be like, I thought I was going to win. Yeah, then I won.
Then I won. Well, and then he'll take the mic and he'll be like, and gays suck. And you're just like, what is happening right now?
And we'll be like, yeah, that's what we like about them. It's a plus.
That's an add, not a subtract.
So this is upsetting. Pensacola News Journal.
Jesus Christ.
Man dies. I got to read parts of this too. Man dies after liver removed instead of spleen. It happens more often than you think. What to know? So this,
I feel like one of the exams should be like in a lineup, pick out the spleen.
For fucking sake, man. Like, this guy's going in to pop this guy's spleen out, right? So he's having an emergency surgery. He's on vacation in Florida. Yeah. You know, like his fucking spleen gets all spleeny or whatever. I don't know. Yeah. And he goes to the fucking ER and the doc's like,
man-spleened.
Well, he does mansplain it to the nurse. Like, he's like, I got to rip your spleen out of here. You know, that thing's fucking you up. And he's like, all right, fucking pop that spleen out. The guy goes in And not only does he remove his liver, which kills you.
Yeah.
Because you use your liver that for being kills alive.
The person. That kills right? person. Yeah, for sure.
But then he tells the nurse, man, that guy's liver, that guy's spleen was so fucked up that it was 4 times the size it should have been and had migrated to the other side of his body. That's what he says to the nurse who's like, dude, I think that was his fucking liver. You made human pate, guy.
Bro, he's fucking cutting out the guys. He's like, let me hit that fucking funny guess.
What is happening? Fuck?
Could you, I mean, that is 100% a lawsuit, right?
Well, I would think so, right? I don't think you can pop out the wrong organ. If that's not a lawsuit,
you're not the guy from
I don't know what lawsuit
just lying on their back.
Dude.
It should have. You Bryce, should have an alarm. Oh, you're touching the
basket.
Liver. It's the
I got
wrong
a bread
one.
His nose is lighting up.
You just have the fucking, the nurse just leans into his ear. Every time he tries to go for the liver, he's like,
like, wait. Well, look, I took... animal, and I thought I was going to be a veterinarian when I was in high school.
Oh,
that was
cool.
My so I took animal anatomy and physiology as one of my classes. You know what we had to know? What the fucking parts were, man.
Sure, sure.
In high school, we had to be like, that looks like that. And it all looks like chunky bits. I get it. Like when you open stuff up, it doesn't look like the textbook.
Not color coded.
It's not. It's all globs.
Dude, I thought the liver was green.
Yeah,
come
well,
on,
this is
man.
Bullshit. The spleen is supposed to be blue.
Yeah.
And there's a fuchsia kidney. Like I will admit, like, it's, I think it's really hard. It turns out I didn't become a fucking veterinarian because when I opened shit up, I was like, it's all globs inside. Yeah, everything like, is globs.
It all looks the same. It looks like bubblegum.
You know, it just looks like what are we made of inside? Yeah. Just schmutz. Yeah. Like, we're all made
it's
of schmutz.
Just blech. Blech. Yeah.
But this wasn't, let me read this from the, this wasn't the first time a similar error was made by this surgeon.
Okay, come on now.
What do you mean? Like, sometimes look, if you should lose your job.
If you take out, say, the alternator on a car instead of the battery, that's lower stakes.
Yes.
If you take out, you know, the coil on my HVAC system instead of the blower fan, again, right. Lower stakes.
Lower stakes.
You would still get fired.
You'd still get fired, Mike. Yeah. Well, we seem to have these, like, jobs that have really high stakes.
Yeah.
And we're like, there should be a pretty wide margin of error allowable. And you're like, there should be a really small margin of error.
Yeah.
What the fuck? They popped out his goddamn liver. And he said, well, that did appear to be 4 times bigger and in the wrong side of his body.
Wow, it just shifted over there. Like,
why was he even on that side of the body?
He got punched by Conor McGregor.
His fucking liver is now the president of Ireland. Sometimes I think you put stories in here because you hate me and you don't want to tell me, Cecil.
Dude.
Why do you hate me? We've
this
been
story
friends for
scares
30
me
years.
Too. This story scares me too, okay?
This is from The Independent and from every bad dream you'll ever have.
And it's all over the place. Here's what I want to preface it with, though, is like, this is all sensational shit. So I'm sure it's not like this 100%. But even if it's partially like this, it's still scary.
Dude, some stuff we shouldn't even do a proof of concept for. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's like when the scientists are like, so I think we could make a bomb that ignites
so
the
big.
Atmosphere.
That's so
and
big.
Destroys all life that has ever existed. We could actually go back in time and destroy your fucking grandfather. Should we do a proof? No, just don't do it. This is the same thing. Independent. Mushroom learns to crawl after being given robot body.
There it is.
And there's a fucking picture of a fucking Cousin It hand.
It really is. It's 100% thing.
With a fucking shiitake hooked up to it or whatever.
It's got a little thing in the top. When you look at this, you realize technology was a bad idea. Like all of it.
All
not
of
even
it.
Just, not even like life-saving technology.
We should not harness fire. Like, I'm saying, like, we should be sticking sticks in a termite hill.
Yeah, man.
That's
we
it.
Should just be eating beef sashimi when we can catch it. And that's it.
When we are overrun by our fucking oyster mushroom overlords or whatever, when the fucking truffles come back to bite us.
Oh, gosh.
Why are we making this?
I wonder how much this is. Do you know, like, that... when we see patterns in other things and we think it's something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So we see something like Clever Hans syndrome.
Right? Yeah, right, right, right.
We see that pattern and we think the horse is counting, but instead the horse is stopping when it's looking at you because it knows when to stop, right? I think about that syndrome where nurses can translate for people who are in, you know, vegetative states.
Assisted writing
stuff. Mm-hmm. I think about that, right?
Yeah.
It's a false positive.
It's Ouija board shit.
Yeah, it's
too,
it's Ouija board stuff. I wonder how much of this is just like a Ouija board. It's nothing. It's essentially just like there's some shit gets crossed and it just does a thing, even though it has, and we're ascribing to it some sort of consciousness when it has not. It's just like those two circuits touched and it moved.
Yeah, I think that that's almost certainly the case, right? Like, I mean, and when I say almost certainly, I mean, certainly unless proven real hard otherwise, that a mushroom does not have intentionality or like sentience or sense of self or anything like that. I do think that that has got to be the case. And I think like it's a biological organism that probably has metabolic processes, which this thing probably interprets
as
like stimuli and metabolic process and then does something with it. I get like all of that, but also like, look, man, I already feel weird about eating lots of stuff.
Yeah.
Don't take away mushroom ravioli from me, you know? Like, don't make me wonder, like, God damn it. Did the fucking...
Every year it gets one more thing gets pulled off.
Look,
you know?
I'm not eating like octopus anymore. That's out. Too smart. They're friendly or whatever. They're fucking space aliens that live in the ocean. I don't know. I just know I don't feel good about eating octopus anymore. Don't take away my button mushrooms, man. Like, I need my portabellas. You know, like, what are we doing here? We're going to start with the mushrooms and then we're going to make robot versions of like other living organisms. They're starting small, right?
This is proof of concept.
We shouldn't do that, man. Yeah, man. We're going to be in mech suits by the time we have my kids are going to like live in fucking.
I will say there's all those terrible experiments we covered on Citation Needed.
Yeah.
This feels like it's starting to get to that where you're like, let's stop.
Before it
gets into the terrible stuff, let's stop. Let's just take a deep breath.
Yeah.
And we'll all just not do this.
Look, we already have AI-powered machine gun dogs.
Yeah.
You know, that's a true sentence.
Yeah.
You can go online right now and buy a drone with a flamethrower on it. That's something you can buy,
that
Cecil.
Feels like a...
We have enough in our Cogdis bank
period?
Account. No! Like, I'm even, like, they sell them, like, I don't remember if I sent you the link. Like, you can buy an AI.
You just buy it.
You could buy a drone with a fucking flamethrower on it. And, like, maybe we should stop building things. Maybe we have all the things. We don't need any more.
We could stop now.
Right.
We got enough.
Done with technology. We've all, inventors, there's no more patents. We're done.
They just fucking shutter the patent.
That's
up.
It.
Just pull the thing
no.
down.
Everybody
no. more.
Everybody shows up
no
with like a drawing and they get their hands slapped and sent home. No.
There's a book, a sci-fi book about the, it starts out, it's a really clever story and it's about how humans created a DNA accelerator. To essentially accelerate evolution really fast, make it happen instead of, you know, millions of years, it happens in hundreds of years. And they basically they terraform and populate a planet and they put monkeys on there. And then within the first few pages of the books, you find that the monkeys all died on the reentry. They barrel of monkeys died on reentry. And the only thing that was down there was other stuff. And when they dropped the gas down there, they figured out all the other stuff was inert, but it wasn't. And it essentially mutates spiders, jumping spiders. And they turn into sentient beings that we can communicate with. And it's like a really cool story. And in the second book of that, they meet up with octopuses. And the guy writes such a clever way when he's thinking for the octopus because they have like eight brains.
Yeah, oh, cool.
And it's actually really clever. It's one of the few books I've ever seen that actually the person studied these animals and then tried to write in character for these animals.
For an animal.
And so it's a sentient animal. It's actually a really clever series. I only got to two of them. I still have to finish the third
one. What is it
one.
Called?
Children of Time is the first book.
Interesting.
Yeah, Children of Time and then Children of I forget what the second one is. Children of Something.
I'm writing that down.
But there, the first one was very good. Second one dragged a little, but was still quite good. So I'm going to get the third one eventually. It just like it ended on a note that I was like, do I really want to get that one? And then I was like, yeah, maybe I will eventually. But I'm letting it simmer. But the first two books were excellent.
And
but really
cool.
clever. Like really,
it sounds super
really
clever.
Really clever. I don't, what is happening in Indiana? South Bend, Indiana is its own animal.
So this is from CBS. Candles filled with urine spill on 9-year-old at Indiana Dollar Tree. Didn't we cover a story not that long ago where a guy was shoving these things up his ass at a dollar store?
Oh, there was like a knickknack guy. He had like a lube. He was lubing up and
He had a kilt or some shit.
Yeah, he had a kilt and he was
going around fucking proctoring up some fucking...
He was prison pocketing a bunch of stuff.
What?
Yeah. Now there was an exchange rate because he took it right away. So yeah, he put it right back on the shelf.
Jesus Christ. What the this is why, first of all, this is why I only shop online. Because, you know, now everything, as far as I'm concerned, everything's been up someone's ass or is covered in piss.
Well, here's the crazy thing about this story. South Bend, Indiana. How do you know it's covered in piss?
That's true. It's Indiana.
Right? How would you know?
There's Come everything on, how already do you smells
know?
That way.
How do you know?
Still
how,
wet.
How could you? I bet you couldn't pick four things out of a lineup that are covered in piss in South Bend, Indiana.
And that includes most of the people. So.
I love there's a picture. This is a story. I'm going to put this on here. I love that there's a story about candles filled with urine and there's a picture of J.D. Vance.
Yeah, that makes sense. He is a can.
He admittedly is. Yeah. He's like a ventriloquist dummy filled with urine.
So like what I love about this story, the thing that I think makes this story, because it's like this kid picks up a candle, he tips it toward himself to smell it, spills urine all over themselves. That's disgusting.
That's just gross.
Somebody's been going into the dollar store and pissing and shit. So they interview the dollar store manager and the dollar store manager's like, hey, look, we offered him a fucking shirt. Because, like, you know, they had shirt all over them. They've been telling me this has been happening for over a month, and they're not able to catch the person doing it, and there's no cameras down the aisle where he's doing it, so the store employees, the manager, they ask corporate to put in cameras in those areas, and corporate doesn't want to pay for those. Hey, corporate Dollar Tree, I'll cover it. I got this, Mike. How much can it be?
Yeah, how much can it possibly
to not
be?
Have... What happens, Cecil, when you call your boss, you're like, someone's done pissing in all them candles.
Hey, boss, it happened again.
We's down here in South Bend, Indiana, and someone done pissing all them candles.
I just want to know what's going through the pissy's head.
Right, yeah.
Well, other than the piss. But, like, what is going through your brain when you walk up and you're like, oh, I'm going to... And it's a candle, so it can't, like...
Can't
like,
hold that much. Like You're pinching it off.
I got to say... Stopping the streams after you start.
Uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable. Very, very, very uncomfortable. So you've got to be like peeing and then be like, and then just like, and I just involuntarily start to close my legs when I think about it. I'm like, oh God, no, that fucking hurts. So you've got, unless you're just like, well, I'll just pee here and then I'll sit there and then just finish.
Unless you're bringing the urine with you.
Or are you switching them really fast, right? Where you're like, you got one there and then you put another one and then you hand it off and then you do another
Swap-a-roo.
One. Yeah, like you're filling a bunch of glasses with liquor at the bar, you know?
Like you're Mickey Mouse at the well. Like just... It's endless buckets of piss.
Endless buckets of piss, no matter where you look.
Or is he transporting piss from home?
Oh, in like a baggie.
He's got his piss.
But then you've got to go your little piss sack.
Yeah.
You got to
empty your piss sack, dribble it into these candles.
You got to carry it with you though.
This is a very specific kink.
Feels like really.
This is a kink. First of all, you know that this is a kink.
Yeah, it's not.
You
like
know there's
not.
Some creepo dude who's back home 100%. Like, there's piss in a candle or whatever.
100%.
Wanking it. This story's from The Guardian. Starbucks' new CEO faces backlash over 1,000-mile commute by private jet.
Oh, man. Just work from home. Come on.
What the fuck?
Dude.
This is absurd.
This is one of those things that you read and you're like, these motherfuckers, the people who run this bill, this thing are like, no, we're going to hire this guy who lives 1,000 miles away. And we didn't bother to talk to him about whether or not he was going to relocate.
Yeah, they wrote into this guy's contract that he doesn't have to relocate, that he can fly back and forth, and he can use the company jet to do it. So this guy's bopping back and forth. It'd be like if I took a job in fucking New York City tomorrow. And they're just like, yeah, take the private jet, pop back and forth anytime you want. Whoa, we'll just hire a guy in New York. There's talented, smart people in Seattle or wherever this fucking...
Yeah.
Like, what? Are you kidding me? This is the only guy who can run the coffee shop?
California. He's in Southern California.
Get the fuck out of here.
And the other thing to think about, too, is, you know, if I were to go to New York, even on a private jet, I still have to go through security. I still have to do all that stuff, right? Don't I have to go through like some sort of like security or something?
I don't know the answer to that.
I wonder if you do. Even still, you got to get to the fucking airport.
Because here's the
reason
I don't
know. Even getting to the airport's a pain in the ass. And that's not, and then you add into that, let's just presume you walk right from, they drive you from your car to the runway. Let's presume that happens. Yep. Even still, to get to New York, even if they did that, that would still be a 3.5 hour commute.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Each way.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Well, I don't think he's going back and forth daily. I think from what I understand is he's going like for a week at a time and then going back home.
Why though? Like, what
I don't know, man.
What is happening in your head? You're so rich. Just be like, cool. I'm going to take and buy a new house up there and keep this one. Because I'm rich.
Just relocate closer to your fucking job, man.
And then just get like a loft or whatever up there that I can live in until I'm done. Because you're only going to work there 3 or 4 years. That's all these people don't work there for their career. Right. Come on.
But dude, also just fly commercial. You know, they'll sell, like, it's not like how bad is flying. If you're just fucking flying out for a week here or flying out for a week there, there's like a million executives that do that shit all the time.
Yeah, all
over the country. Fly first class. Like your fucking Starbucks. It's like a first class fucking ticket on a commercial jet is the cost of 2 fucking Frappuccinos. You can afford it. Are you kidding me? I went to fucking Starbucks yesterday. It's like $7 or $8 for a goddamn large iced cold brew or
imagine
whatever.
Imagine trying to buy that same thing at the airport.
Oh, you get a free plane with it.
Yeah, you essentially get a private jet. Like you get to ride in the Starbucks private jet.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. This shit is fucking so expensive. You can fucking afford just go for if you're so fucking fancy you can't ride first class, get the fuck over yourself, fucking Prince Charming.
I haven't been to a Starbucks in a while, but they're starting to get some backlash because of like their bad union stuff that they're doing. Yeah. And they're really starting to turn a corner to the point where it's like, hey, maybe we'll go there again.
I don't go anywhere near as I make my own coffee now at home.
Yeah.
So I make my own cold brew at home. I just happened to go because I was going to a work meeting and I was like, I need to pick
need
me
something.
Up.
Yeah, you got to get something.
This story also comes from The Independent. Japan karate expert who broke the jaw of haunted house ghost loses lawsuit. And then they've got this fucking Shutterstock picture or whatever of like scary Japanese
scary
girl.
Scary Japanese, like Grudge or Ring or something or whatever. When you were in high school, there was always the story. I'm sure your high school had a story of a guy who fought a guy at the haunted house.
He punched the guy right in the face. He scared me, so I hit him.
And then I stuffed a gerbil up my ass because that was the other story.
Like I never knew anybody that did this because it's one of those apocryphal stories because that would be a crazy thing to do.
Why would you go there if you're that jumpy, dude?
Right? Don't go. Don't go to the thing. Like, if you're like, I'm on a hair trigger all the time. I'm a hair trigger. It's fight or flight, and I'm all fight, baby. I'm all fight. If I get startled even a little bit, somebody shut the car door. Hi-ya! I'll karate chop the car right in half. Like, get the fuck out of here, you nut job. This is somebody who wanted to punch somebody or kick somebody.
100%. Exactly.
It's just somebody who's like, I wanted to take a shot. It's somebody who was not fighting you.
Yeah, exactly. It's somebody who's like, boo. And like, and then they're like, my jaw hurts. Fucking broke the jaw of, I mean, like the amount of like absolute just force you have.
Yeah.
To snap a bone in somebody's face. This dude wasn't pulling the punch.
No, not at all. Like
it wasn't. And also I don't think you could argue that somebody's breaking someone else's jaw and that's just, I just reacted.
No, that's
sorry,
some bullshit.
Man.
No.
Sorry.
You did not react with a fucking karate kick to somebody's fucking jaw.
You don't go like that. And then like, I threw my fucking hips into it or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I want to read his defense because his defense is so insane. Okay. He later filed his own lawsuit against the theme park's managing company, arguing that they were responsible for the incident as well and should cover a portion of the damages that he had agreed to pay. And the reason they were responsible is that he should not have been allowed into the attraction since he had been drinking so much. So he's like, look, here's the deal.
Yeah.
I beat the shit out of that guy, but it's your fault because I was drunk.
I can't control myself when I drink. So you got to control me for me.
What the shit? I love that the court was like, actually, it turns out, fuck you. Yeah. That's actually, we double checked our court records.
Yeah, no.
Bailiff, can you read that back? It says, fuck you, right?
It'd be awesome if the fucking ghost comes out and just gives him one.
This is from the Guardian. This is cold as ice.
Oh, this is fucking amazing.
Colorado man left behind during office retreat survives night on mountain. This is a comedy of errors.
Why don't we read it?
Injured hiker became stranded after coworkers descended without him before storm in the Rocky Mountains. A Colorado man survived a night on a mountain by himself while injured after being left behind by his coworkers during an office retreat, which rescue
officials... Was he in one of those big sumo suits floating in the water?
Like fucking Dwight?
Like, or what, Andy, when he's floating in the water, he's like, help! Help me! Help! You gotta watch The American Office to get that joke.
Oh, God. This is why I don't do forced fun at work. This is why I don't do forced fun.
God.
You do forced fun, you get left on the side of a mountain to die.
There is no way in hell while I was a working person that they would say, we're going for a hike. I'd be like, fuck your face. There's no way. I don't want to be anywhere near you at these places.
No, not doing it. Rescue officials pointed out may lead to some awkward encounters at the office in the coming days and weeks. Colorado's Chaffee County Search and Rescue South shared the hiker's harrowing ordeal in a Facebook post earlier this week, saying that at about 9 p.m. last Friday, it was activated for a report of an overdue hiker. The hiker was wearing all black on the standard route of Mount...
not a good idea.
No, man. Yeah. Don't do that. On the
side, high visibility black, though. Yeah,
right. He was in camo. Yeah, on the standard route of Mount Shavano, a high mountain summit in the southern Sasquatch Range or whatever of the Rocky Mountains. The hiker was part of a 15-person group that embarked on an office hiking retreat.
Don't you have a buddy? Don't you have a hiking buddy that you're supposed to be with?
Well, this guy didn't.
That you're supposed to be with? Was he the odd person out because it's 15 people? So they're like, everybody pair up. Bill, you're on your own.
it looks like shucks, Bill.
Oh, sorry, Bill.
Oh, yeah.
Sucks
to
be you, bro.
Hey, remind us again who voted no on raises. I think it was you, Bill. Anyway, no grudges or anything. Like I was part of a 15-person group that embarked on an office hiking retreat, with one group completing summit attempts and a separate group ascending to the saddle and returning from there. When the subject summited at 11:30 a.m. and turned to descend, he became disoriented, finding belongings left in the boulder field to mark the descent by the previous group having been picked up as they hiked down. They took their breadcrumbs back. They left a trail of breadcrumbs.
Yeah, I mean,
and they were like,
they left the
fuck you, Bill.
Is that all of us? Yeah, all of us that matter.
In his initial attempts to descend, he found himself in the steep boulder and scree field on the northeast slopes towards Shavano Lake. The group noted that the hiker sent a location pin drop to his coworkers who were already descending. The coworkers then informed him that his route was wrong and instructed him to climb back up the slope again to regain the trail. At around 3:50 p.m., the hiker sent another location pin drop to his coworkers as he nearly regained the ridge between Mount Shavano and Tibigoo Peak Trailhead. Shortly after the hiker sent his location, a storm swept through the area with freezing rain and high winds, prompting the hiker to become disoriented again and lose cell signal. After receiving the missing hiker alert at 9 p.m., that evening, you guys, I want to point out the previous timeline was at 3:50. So fucking 5 hours later.
All those people are like, they're sitting at home, nice and warm, drinking a cup of soup with a blanket around them. You guys know what happened to Bill?
So CCSAR, that's the rescue people, deployed two teams and a drone pilot. Teams worked from the last known point on the ridge between Mount Shavano and Unpronounceable, and were focused on clearing the standard route to the last known point, as well as Shavano Lake and the Squaw Creek drainage. In its Facebook post, the rescue group wrote that the teams encountered strong winds and freezing rain, in turn making the process to reach the summit unsafe, in addition to difficult for the drone operator. A medical rescue helicopter also assisted teams with the search, and despite flying several search patterns through the area, did not detect any sources of artificial light apart from search teams anywhere on the mountain. The teams remained in the field until 9 a.m. the next morning. Still no trace of the hiker.
Jesus Christ.
A second search operation began that morning.
I'd cut myself open and climb in like a tauntaun.
This guy.
Are you kidding me?
Had to be so fucking shit and scared. He's alone on the side. He's just some fucking guy at the office, yeah, man.
And the other thing, too, is a storm came through. So you're fucking cold. You don't have anything
wet.
You don't have anything to make a fire. You're not that fucking Les Stroud guy. So you can't like fucking break a tree and figure it all out. Have you ever tried to make a fire without like
fire starting stuff? It's impossible and nobody's ever done it.
You have
to use lightning.
It's very hard.
The only way to do it is to call down lightning from the sky. Have you done it?
I have done it once.
What? What did you do? The bow and thing?
Well, no, you have to do the shavings. You have to shave into that one little area and then you do it in that groove.
Yeah.
It's the groove that gets the air underneath it. We did it once at Penzic.
Okay.
And it took forever. It takes so long. And once it's finally done, then, you know, you also have to be like really gentle with it. It's not like this is it and it's over. It's
right.
Now once you're like, okay, it's on those stuff. You're blowing on these little sawdust things to bring it over and you're like, fuck, it fucking dropped or whatever.
Look, I can't tell a lie. I've done a lot of camping and I bring like lighters. Yeah. I don't fuck with matches. Matches are for other people. I bring more than one lighter and then I bring
Fire starters are amazing.
That's the way to go. Fire starty stuff. Because like I've tried with just like going to search the woods for whatever you find. It's pine needles and fucking, you know, old dry leaves. And then all the sticks are the wrong size. It's a giant pain in the ass to just like
I could take three fire starters. I have a fire pit.
Yeah.
I could take three fire starters. I can have like logs.
Yeah.
Three fire starters with a couple logs on top and it will literally start the logs.
Yeah. Those are the best. And they weigh nothing and they take up no room.
Start the logs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is there any more of this or?
No, they find the guy and it doesn't matter.
Find the guy and he's pissed.
He's mad.
He's going to pee in the coffee.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine going back to the office and trying to look that guy? You're in the elevator. It's just you and him.
Oh, man.
Riding up in dead silence.
He just like reaches over and hits the stop button.
Dude, if that's me, I'm kicking 14 asses. That's what I'm doing.
I am 100% sugaring everybody's gas tank.
This is also Indiana.
Indiana's getting a treatment tonight, Tom.
This is from USA Today. Woman arrested at Indiana Applebee's after argument over all-you-can-eat deal.
Here's the argument. Hold on. Let me summarize the argument, Tom. I want to summarize the argument.
Yeah.
The argument is, I paid for a single person. Therefore, everyone at my table is all you can eat. And they said, that's not how it works. If one person got all you can eat, then they can eat all they can,
yeah.
But the rest of you are all hungry. And they say, well, no, I paid the $12. Everybody eats free the rest of the night.
First, it says on the menu, all you can, like $12.99 per person. It's right on there. Yeah. There's no argument to be had. It also says all you can eat, not all y'all can eat.
That'd be hilarious. They're like, apostrophe LL.
They pull out a Sharpie like Trump redrawing the hurricane path. Just all y'all. It says all y'all can eat. It
says y'all. It's fucking amazing.
Y'all can eat buffet.
I love that it was such a fucking argument that it's in the newspaper.
Can you imagine how embarrassing this would be? The fucking cops show up and you're just like, all right, hear me out. I want some fucking riblets for me and my friends.
I don't think it's rare you go to a buffet that's worth $12.99.
No, yeah,
It's pretty rare. And $12.99, you can get like a snack nowadays.
$12.99 doesn't go very far right now. But yeah, like a buffet is, generally speaking, either a bad idea or a terrible idea. Those are most of with very rare exceptions. The only buffet that I've liked in like my adult life, like buffets when I was a young person were great.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
When I was a kid, I loved buffet because like places like Old Country Buffet had desserts and you could just eat infinite amount of dessert. Fuck yeah. As a fat kid, I'm like, I'll put my face under the ice cream machine.
I used to just, when I would go to Old Country Buffet, I would go straight to the fried chicken and I would eat as much fried chicken as I could. And then I would get two or three other things that were like rolls and something else. Yeah. I never ate any, I never got a scrap of salad. And then after it was over, I'd be like, I'm eating all your cinnamon buns until I'm done. Yeah. I'm going to eat as many cinnamon rolls until I can't move. And then I'm done. And that's it. And I did that when I was in my 20s, I would go to Old Country Buffet. Cause I was like, no, man, this is fucking Dallas. Dude, well, that was hot. That was living high, bro.
I was on a road trip with a buddy of mine and we were broke as fuck. And we called it efficiency eating. We found like Old Country Buffets because we'd eat one meal a day, but it was a big one. Like,
big meal.
One meal, it's like, you know, whatever it costs, but they have that unlimited soft serve.
Oh.
And I was just like, there's no amount of ice cream where I'm like, I don't actually want another bite of ice cream.
You're like, no, I'm just going to keep going.
Even bad, shitty soft serve, I'm like, yeah, I'd have a little.
I'll keep
more.
Going.
Yeah.
I'll keep going.
I'll have some more of that.
For me, it was always those cinnamon rolls. I love cinnamon rolls too.
I don't think I've had their cinnamon rolls.
Hey, they're not good. They're essentially like Pillsbury's. They're like, you know, which aren't the worst.
Dude,
but it's still cinnamon and sugar.
Yeah. You could put cinnamon and sugar on a brick.
That's exactly it, right? It doesn't have to have any of the amazing components in it for it to be adequate.
Yeah. There's some flavor combinations, which it's like, look, you didn't have to go real far to make that edible, right? Yeah. You could put cinnamon sugar on an old shoe.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, that's a pretty good old shoe.
I'm okay with it.
If you have butter, garlic, and salt on an old shoe, I'm like, yeah, it's not great, but I'll finish it.
Yeah. All right, we got to talk about this. This has been going crazy.
It's from Fortune. The viral Chase Bank glitch is actually a crime and could land you in prison.
So this article is hidden behind a paywall, but I'm going to tell you what the glitch is. You write an amount you don't have on a check, and then you deposit that check in your own bank account at Chase, and then they clear it because they figure you're a trustworthy person because you probably had an account with them for a while. And they say, oh, well, it was a check for $3,000. Okay, well, we'll put provisionally $3,000 in your account.
Oh, my God.
And then they take that money out, and then that check isn't worth $3,000, and then they get hit with fraud. Because it's a thing called check kiting, which has been illegal
forever.
Since checks.
What the shit? Like, why would anybody think this was a thing?
It was on TikTok.
This would also overdraw your account, even if they don't bust you for it. Like, you put no money in. Mm-hmm.
I added nothing to the system.
Yeah, I have on the plus side of my ledger, zero add. On the negative side, $3,000. That doesn't zero out.
It's not like it zeros out.
My account's now $3,000 in the negative plus my overdraft fees. Yeah.
That check doesn't like mean anything.
What do they think is happening? This is really going around where people think they're getting something out of it?
In this article, they said that they've arrested over 50 people. So evidently, and I didn't know about this until Eli brought it up, but evidently on TikTok, because I only look at our TikTok on TikTok. That's the only thing I watch. I look to make sure that they get posted. That's literally all I do. I'm just like, oh, did they get posted? Yeah, okay, cool. And then I didn't even watch it. I literally don't even watch it. Because TikTok is so, for me, it's just too much. It's too much. Yeah. So I only turn it on to look at our videos. But essentially, it's going around there where people were saying, hey, man, I found this cool hack at Chase Bank. If you write yourself.
Why only Chase?
Yeah, well, and it's because, and I think it's because these people who happen to have, you know, TikTok accounts happen to have a bank account. I think it would work anywhere where they would provisionally give you a, because it happens with us where, you know, like if I get a check in the mail, I do the thing. They say pending for like a few hours or whatever, but then they're just immediately, it's fine.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
I deposit, it's fine.
Yeah, they make some amount of that check immediately available. Yeah. They might not make the whole check immediately available.
And that's the thing is they give you a provisional amount and they were taking out as much as they could. Well, you're running on a bad check. I think I'm going back to the mushrooms. The technology is a bad idea.
Just stop it.
It was a bad idea. It was a bad idea from the start.
Thing is, here's the thing, dude. We're already safe, warm, dry, fed, and comfortable. We don't need to build more stuff. We're done.
Yeah.
We're done. Like, those are the things we needed to fix. We weren't safe, warm, dry, and comfortable. Now we are. Now we're just like animating mushrooms, you know?
Yeah.
Like, now we're just fucking with stuff because we don't know what else to do anymore. You know?
I feel like next week, a mushroom is going to be the CEO of Chase. And he's going to he's gonna have to crawl to work. That's going to be it for this month. Thank you so much, patrons. We appreciate it. We'll catch you guys next month. And we're going to leave you like we always do with the Skeptic's Creed.
Credulity is not a virtue. It's fortune cookie cutter, mommy issue, hypno Babylon bullshit. Couched in scientician, double bubble, toil and trouble, pseudo quasi alternative, acupunctuating, pressurized, stereogram, pyramidal, free energy healing, water downward spiral, brain deadpan, sales pitch, late night info docutainment. Leo, Pisces, cancer cures, detox, reflex, foot massage, death and towers, tarot cards, psychic healing, crystal balls, Bigfoot, Yeti, aliens, churches, mosques, and synagogues, temples, dragons, giant worms, Atlantis, dolphins, truthers, birthers, witches, wizards, vaccine nuts, shaman healers, evangelists, conspiracy, doublespeak, stigmata, nonsense. Expose your signs. Thrust your hands, bloody, evidential, conclusive. Doubt even this.
Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed the show, consider supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/dissonancepod. Help us spread the word by sharing our content. Find us on TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, and Threads, all under the handle @dissonancepod. This show is CAN-credentialed, which means you can report instances of harassment, abuse, or other harm on their hotline at 617-249-4255 or on their website at creatoraccountabilitynetwork.org.